The stream is starting soon. In the meantime, enjoy some music.
Ruger likes Liam's live streams. They aren't bad, coming from a surface dweller. You maggot.
Yes! We are live. Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're trying a new thing today. We're trying to simulcast from Mixer to YouTube. So hopefully that's going to be successful. I don't know if anyone is really showing up. I don't know if YouTube didn't send the alert or something. I don't know, but yeah, it sucks. So anyways, I want to say hi to Iron Cross, who's tuned in. Hi to Alexander, who's tuned in. Yeah, man, it's quiet. I don't know. This kind of sucks. The YouTube thing I thought was going to be... I thought I would send out the notification that this was live, but it did not do that. So I don't know why it didn't. At least I don't think it pinged anybody. I'm not sure. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind, that when you do that, I don't think it always sends it. Okay, so tonight we're going to play some Jackbox. We're going to do a few games you don't know Jack. Hopefully some Adverse, if the capture card will collaborate with me. Oh, Brian says he got the alert. Okay, good. Then it does work. All right, so I do want to thank, as always, my awesome patrons, and we have them. They're a little reorganized this time. I refreshed the list. So big thanks to Sam Toopy, Sarah Hawk, Moramura Arilla, Mike Shipper, Tyson Sylvester, Jason Smith, Super Freak, Austin Nix, Chris Skarsted, Changeling MX, Carter Tem, My Multiple Life, Matthew Cooper, Simon Yeager, Lucas Hajnal, Austin Perry, Santiago, and Jack Vilchuk. So thank you guys for being patrons of the channel. Of course, patrons have been getting the new videos that have been going up a little earlier. I've been doing the Audio Game Jam 3 games, and that has been really fun. So if you guys have not checked that out yet, that is on my YouTube channel. If you're watching on Mixer, hey, how's it going? I want to show you guys really quick just how amazing Mixer is and why I like it so much. All right, let me show you how great this is, because I got to show you this, because this is pretty cool. I'm not anymore. Wait. Oh, maybe I'm not looping anymore. Okay. So let me just show you guys really quick, like, how crazy this is. All right. So I'm going to unmute Mixer. Talk. Beep. Beep. So that is how low the delay is on Mixer. So it's amazing. So it's going to be really awesome for the Jackbox streams. I'm really excited for this. So you guys that are going to play along, you can tune in over on Mixer and pretty much be getting the game instantly. So I'm excited about that. So I'm going to get the Xbox going. I do need to really quick get a full screen up so that I can read this. So if you are new to all this, I am totally blind. I have no usable vision whatsoever. I'm relying on alternative, you know, assistive technologies to play. In fact, I'm in a Facebook group. I'm going to post there. Unless Chris is playing. It's Chris's group, so I don't want to bogart his group. But if he's not playing right now, I'm going to go post that I'm on. Because that would be kind of cool. There we go. Quiplash and Other Things Jackbox. Okay. Sending that in. Post. Oh, thank you for the super chat.
Hi, Liam. Thanks for the value. Have a great night.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for the value. Well, works for me. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nick. I really appreciate that. That's very nice of you. Thank you for the $1.99. If you guys are in Mixer, we have over on YouTube, I have Super Chat. I don't know if Mixer has an equivalent. If it does, I'll eventually figure out what that is. My knowledge of Mixer is very limited. But I do like it for the most part. I should have sent these out before I went live. Oh, God, I'm so behind. Just not with it today. I had kind of a health scare. I found out I was double taking medicine. I thought I was supposed to take one pill, I thought I was supposed to take two. I've only been taking one, so I doubled it up for like 2 months. But turns out that I actually, it worked out for the best. Posting that there. Okay, so I think we're good. Let me just run over here, check chat really quick. Hey, Tranquility, how's it going? I don't know what those sunglasses do. And there's a ton of them. Used good games, sunglasses. What are these things? These are like the new things, right? I don't know what they do. So anyways, you guys are seeing my Xbox right now. One of the cool things, I'll switch back to my camera for a second. One of the cool things is that I actually can control my Xbox with my Echo, which is really stupid, but I like stuff like this. So really quick, switch over to the Xbox. Alexa, turn on the Xbox.
Okay.
Oh, wrong screen. There we go. No, that's the wrong screen too.
Vacation from system.
There we go.
Hi, Liam.
That's the right screen. Can you tell I don't know how to use my switcher? Oh, God. All right, so there's the Xbox. Happy times. All right, good. So we're going to do some Jackbox Party Pack 5, and let me go over to this screen. There we go. And find my controller.
Pre-launch, one guide. Press the menu button for more options.
And you guys are hearing that voice. That is narrator that allows me to navigate my Xbox independently. Yeah, it's on mark now. I was actually recording a test for a company, and so I wanted to slow down the voice, and so I switched it. But that's what's going on. So, yeah, that's why it's Mark and not, what's its face? That's why it's Mark and not Zero. All right. So, let's do this thing. Alexa, tell Xbox to start Jackbox Party Pack 5.
Guide for Liam Irvin window. Multiplayer overlay 1. Party details window. Liam Irvin.
No.
Button, your party. Joinable.
That's not what I said.
Off. Party overlay. Liam Irvin, go to device settings. We can't find a microphone for these people. Home window.
Alexa.
Recently used.
Tell
launch,
Xbox to play game Jackbox.
Press the
party
menu button
5.
For more options. Button. 4 of 4.
Sorry. I can't do that yet. Let us know what you want Alexa to be able to do with
resume.
Xbox.
Open tip. Alexa. Button. Recently used. Launch.
All right, fine.
Soul Calibur trademark. Launch.
I was trying to be all cool
and. Launch. One guide. Free play days. Launch. Suggested apps block. Block one. Resume. Launch. It's quiz time. Open tip. Button. New message. Open tip.
My...
Signed in as Liam Irvin. Liam Irvin. Resume. Launch. It's quiz time.
Hold on.
Press the menu button.
We'll just
guide
do it this way.
Irvin window. Guide tab. 5 of 8. Horizontal system actions. Overlay 1. My games and apps window.
There we
see
go.
All. Button. Press menu. My games and apps window. The Jackbox Party Pack 5. 21 of
right
22.
There. Yeah, so I was hoping I could shortcut the process, and it just didn't work. Mark is great, says Alexander. All right, so we'll bring that down a little bit. And so I think we're going to start with some games of You Don't Know Jack. Of course, as I always do, I'm going to get my code so that I can connect, and then I will read the code and show it on screen for, hey, Chris, how's it going, man? Welcome. Oh, Jay says, Tony says, let's check out this delay. There's, like, no delay, dude. Dude, Chris, how's it going, man? So glad you're here. Now I can finally prove that I'm totally blind, so you don't think I'm faking it. Not much. Oh, that's awesome, man. All right. Okay, hold on. We're going to bring in a co-host. I didn't realize that he was available. All right. Let me set some things. I totally did not realize he was going to be here. All right. Which one am I using? Microphone. Oh man, this lag is insane. I think it's Firefox. I gotta close. I'm gonna close Mixer chat for a minute, you guys. I will get back on it. I hope. Oh, that's awesome, dude. Dinner is good. All right, so let me... I'm going to have to... Yeah, I think that's what was killing it. It was Mixer. Problem is, if I run Mixer, you guys are going to get looped back, I think. Hold on. If I go to Mixer... Okay, it's not doing it. That's good. So if I go to Mixer, this is so weird. I get the, I don't know why I do this. I get the mobile page for Mixer and I don't know how to change it. It just opens in Chrome. But anyways, you know what? It's working. I'm not going to complain. Let me get my co-host dude in here. Move him in here. Hello, you are live. And we're going to play some You Don't Know Jack. And, oh, I got to turn your channel on. There you go.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. So you were live on Mixer with, like, no delay. So, like, sweet. When you say something, people immediately hear it.
Oh, sweet. So they hear me say poopy and butts and...
Yep, they heard you say that.
Cool.
Yeah, immediately. It's like it just happens.
All right, so you get to hear me drink beer in real time.
Really? You're drinking? I can't even drink. That sucks, man. New follower!
Hey.
Thank you
so
much.
Welcome to the Irvin Army,
sir. That's right. Welcome
to
the Irvin Army. I don't even know who followed, but let me check. That would be good to check, huh?
I suppose.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're not prepared.
We have to figure out who gets to do the bathroom cleanup.
The what?
Oh, you know, the bathroom cleanup. You know, the newest follower has to clean the bathrooms after the stream.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell them that. They're not gonna...
Oh, shit.
So that's where we have to trick them.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Jesus. You're, like, not supposed to tell them that, dude.
Sorry. I always do that.
Yeah, you have to trick them. And then, like, they're like, yeah, I'm here. And then you go, oh, by the way, since you're here. All right, so let me see. X. Red. X. X. H. O. Hus. ex Bull Rider. Is it Bull Rider or something? The one supposed to be like an I, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So it's Bull. We'll just call you Bull, I guess. Yes, okay. So this is what happens when the blind guy tries
speak.
To read.
Leet speak and...
a screen reader does not work very well.
Do you remember KOL in that entire zone of just nothing but
Leet speak? Oh, God, that was friggin' awful.
That was good times. No.
All right, so let me get Jackbox going. Hey, when I was playing with Chris on, was it Wednesday, I think? We got a Frasier one. And so, like...
Oh, I've gotten none. That one, is hilarious.
I love the Frasier one.
Pipe welcomes you to a world of menu screens.
And it taught me something about Frasier. Apparently, Tom Gottlieb was in an episode.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the Jack Attack. He played a waiter.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really care, but...
So, the cool thing... is apparently they have patched... Jackbox has patched the game.
Okay.
And fixed Madverse.
What was wrong with it?
It fixed the crashing.
Oh.
Remember how it had a propensity to crash?
I thought you were going to like tell me that they made it so we could read the damn codes.
Oh my god, I wish. Oh, I wish. That'd be great.
That would be great. I agree.
But we had an entire stream of nothing but Madverse and zero crashes, so...
Well, that's good, because it was crashing like crazy. Kelka Beater, I think.
What?
Kelko Beater. Hi, I'm new. Brian says, which Echo do you have? I have the Plus, the new one. Oh, a new follower!
Hey.
Welcome to the Urban Army, and that is... I don't know, because it's not showing me. TFR Curious. Thank you. Welcome to the Urban Army.
All right. Welcome, sir or ma'am.
Yep. Or both. Could be more than one person, you know. I'm having serious NVDA lag right now. I don't know if it's my encoder streaming. Oh, my God. Yeah, my machine's lagging to hell.
Yeah, I just got an NVDA progress beep.
Beep. Trying to load. What is it doing? Come on.
Oof.
Come on, computer. You've never given me trouble before.
And you don't have a slow computer either. Like, your computer is...
No,
decent.
This is not a bad machine. I'm, like, trying to figure out what do I have open that would be... I closed Pornhub, so that shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I made sure was closed this time.
You're not torrenting your... 500 gigs of unmentionables?
No. And actually, it's more like a couple terabytes. Thank you very much.
You upped it.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been collecting. Look, man, when you have nothing else to do, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know. Huh. I mean,
I do. What do you think I'm drinking at 5:30 in the afternoon?
Because you're dumb?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could have told you that.
You knew that already, I mean.
Yeah.
You've known me for 10 years at this point.
Oh, yeah, holy crap. OBS is, like, really just going to town.
Oof.
Oof. This isn't so good. Let's see here. Can I maybe make the encoder quicker? Shoot. Sorry, guys. I know you guys are like, where's the Jackbox, man?
You're not giving to me fast enough.
Yeah. Yay, red versus blue. So what kind of beer are we drinking?
I actually don't know offhand.
How do you not know what beer? You just pick a beer and drink it?
I didn't buy it. This is like... What has been purchased? I didn't buy it myself. I think it's Racer 5, which is a local.
Okay.
A local beer, which is pretty good.
All right, so hopefully, I just tried to lower the CPU profile. I'm hoping that will get it to calm down. I think it will. So sorry about that, guys. I don't have a good video card, so all the processing is being done by, computer.
That explains it. Onboard video cards.
When are we going to start? Oh, we should start in a couple minutes here. I apologize, guys. I'm having like horrible lag at the moment.
Because he's using the web browser, he needs good response time from his screen reader.
Yep. I'm trying to find things that I can close. And the problem is I really can't close any of these windows. Oh, there we go. I can pause the stream. That should help. All right.
Good.
Tony is drinking coffee. Okay, that's cool. All right, nice. So let me fire this up.
Put some babies in that shit.
Let me get the code.
At BingePipe, we hear you when you ask, is this streaming service real or just a joke in a video game?
And our answer is
simple. Are you a lawyer? Just in case you're a lawyer, it's definitely not real. Wink, wink.
All right, so let me grab the code. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it for... I'm going to send it to Stirlock. And then what I will is I will read it for the blind viewers. So I kind of ask you guys, if you have vision and you can see the screen, just kind of wait maybe like 30 seconds. And let people that are listening have first crack at it because, you know, they can see it and stuff. They can't see it. So I am in the game. Let me send this over to Stirlock. And if you guys want to play along at home, jackbox.tv. All one word, jackbox.tv. And you can join the game and come have fun. So the code for my sighted pals is TDJE. That's TDJE. And that's for my blind pals, not my sighted pals.
Streamer program. If you're listening to this, it's already too late.
The following BingePipe content is sponsored.
You know what?
By
I just realized something.
What?
One of the most comfortable that is eerily close to the old NHB slogan.
If you're listening, it's already too late.
Yeah. If you're listening, you can't. If you're not listening, you can't hear this.
You can't hear this, yeah. All right. So I'm going to pop up the code there on screen for everyone else that's watching. One more time. The code is TDJE. If you don't get in on the game, you can be in the audience, and actually that does affect the game. So join even if you can't play.
Most coaches want their players to succeed. Not Coach Jones. He's a massive dick. You smell that? Back in.
That's a new one. I hadn't heard that.
I've never heard that one. Okay, that's pretty funny.
He's a massive dick. I love it.
This game comes with an extended timer function so you can add more time. Unlike life, because you are mortal and death is inescapable.
Jesus, BingePipe.
All right. So one more time, the code. Visit jackbox.com, or .tv, I'm sorry. .tv, jackbox.tv. Code is TDJE. I think we're full. But come to join the audience.
I being in the audience is fun too.
Yeah, I think it looks. I think we're full. Yeah, I think we're full. It looks like we're full.
Nice.
All right, so here we go. Ken, if you're watching on Mixer, you're gonna get this immediately, so there will be no lag.
BingePipe has no choice but to present. You don't know Jack. BingePipe now. We are become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Oh my god, that's fucking terrifying. Oh my god.
Hi, I'm Cookie Masterson, and the only thing better than being cool is being kind. That's a respectable turnout.
Do you think you could step it back a little bit, BingePipe?
Yeah, just a little bit. I feel like that's a movie quote or something.
Okay, let's see what lies ahead.
It is.
That's pretty awesome. They should use we are there can be only one.
Zeus's Build-A-Man Workshop.
That'd be awesome.
Which combination of these mythological hybrids would result in a regular full man? Head of a griffin, body of a centaur, head of a merman, body of a fawn, head of a sphinx, body of the minotaur, or head of the chimera, body of Pegasus?
Oh, crap.
So who got it? That's an eagle head on a horse body. That's a human head on a goat's body. A sphinx has a human head and a lion's body. The
right.
Minotaur has the head of a bull and a man's
body. Oh, and a man's body. Oh. Sphinx and the Minotaur.
All you have to do is sew them together and voila, you've made an abomination.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Introducing Squid Goals. What would you call a portable media player for squids? An eye arthropod, an eye cephalopod, an eye poropod, or an eye diplopod? Let's see how that shook out. Well, I've seen worse. Squids are members of the cephalopoda class of the phylum Mollusca, making them, well, cephalopods. Now I just have to figure out where their ears are.
Just for that time.
Hell yeah.
I love these.
Here's one for you. Good night, darkness on the edge of town. And one, two, three, four. It's a diss or dat. I'm going to read off seven names, and for each one, tell me if it's a character from a famous children's book, a character from a Bruce Springsteen song, or both.
Oh, man.
God.
I have a few seconds to choose between from a children's book or from a Springsteen song.
I hate when it gives us both.
And you're all doing this together.
I know,
because
you always second guess yourself.
Okay, let's do it. Hurley Pearly.
Things I think I know these.
Outlaw Pete.
No, no.
I think we have two stragglers.
Pete the Cat.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't like Springsteen, so this really is not...
I know. I don't know any Springsteen. Like,
Little Gun.
All I know is, like, Turn the Page because of Metallica and, like, Born in the
USA. That's Springsteen? I thought that was, I think that's someone else, dude.
Little Miss Bossy.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's,
I was gonna say, that's not even Springsteen.
That's Pete Seeger.
Yeah, that's right. It is Seeger.
Bob Seger,
whatever. They all suck.
It turns out most people are average. Weird. But player four, you really dropped the ball.
Sorry.
Dissatisfaction has been noted.
Looks like it's screw time.
That's correct, binge pipe employee Cookie Masterson. Using the screw makes it harder for all the other players to answer in a variety of pleasurable ways.
If you guys want a quicker stream, go over to mixer.com/LiamUrban. I'm
going to
throw
myself,
it in YouTube.
Apparently.
Nothing like poaching my own
At
viewers.
Pipe, we just want you to be reasonably happy.
There's much less delay over there.
Oh, this is a different one.
Holy shit. Yep. That's from the original You Don't Know Jack game.
Oh, really?
Here we have
yes.
A soft, easily spread crime. If Brie Larson were convicted of Brie larceny, what crime would she be guilty of committing? Selling cheese without the proper permits, stealing cheese, counterfeiting cheese, or cheese murder?
There was an old classic rock show I used to listen to called Laser Larceny.
Hope you like what you picked.
I thought that was the coolest
it's
name ever.
To check the authenticity of your cheese. Also, the authenticity of your answers.
Ooh.
Larceny is the crime of taking property from possession of another yep. with intent to permanently deprive the owner of that property. You know, stealing. I think the real crime is she didn't steal any crackers to go with it.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Coming up next, what side of the conflict was Spider-Man on?
Ooh.
Based on the length of the conflict, which of these wars was closest to being an Infinity War? The Hundred Years War, the Reconquista, the Korean Conflict, or American Indian War? Okay, let's take a look. No, that just lasted a short 300 some odd years. The Reconquista lasted from the early 8th century to 1492.
Woo! Holy
over
crap.
700 years. Although compared to an infinity, 700 is a snap.
All right.
Here's round one is dead to me. Here's who you have to destroy.
Currently, player two is in the lead. And as a counterpoint, these players are...
So, Starlock, I think you're in the lead.
Their scores are not.
I think so.
Your performance has triggered the need for more screws.
Round two screws have crazier effects. Plus, they earn you a bigger bonus for each player that gets the question wrong. So, don't be shy about using them. The rest of you better answer fast before you get screwed. Oh, and by the way, all the cash
you.
In round two is double.
Turn the pages, Bob, not like Pete, that. Says Smoke.
I know,
no relation.
I know.
Six trombones, it's not a parade.
I know it's Bob Seger, I'm sorry.
Is auto-tune
still I like
a
Pete
thing?
Seger too,
God, I
but...
hope so. I brought out the auto-tune for this segment.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Tuna rumors. Tell me which Atlantic bluefin tuna rumor is true. I heard if they stop swimming, they die. I heard they are cold-blooded. I heard the biggest one was 200 pounds. Or I heard they are vegetarians. Oh, look out. Okay, player seven just screwed the room. Didn't
oh,
you say
you man.
Wanted to change your name?
2% milk is my name.
I'm Duck Taco.
What'd you guys pick? Hey, did you hear the one about the wrong answer? Tuna need water moving over their gills to breathe. So
oh.
if they stop moving, they will suffocate.
Auto-tune cookies is weird.
It's okay to dish on fish when the tuna rumors are true. Nice use of the screw, player seven. Have some cash.
Wow.
Oh, and it looks like we've got some name changes.
You know what? I bet Duck
yeah,
Duck
right.
Taco is pretty good.
They
I've
are.
Heard duck, I've heard duck meat is really good.
I've had them. They're good.
I wonder what all the question seven jingles translate
up,
to.
I don't know.
We can help you enjoy us.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh, wait. I know what this is.
I love these.
Binge Pipe recommends.
Yes.
Boop, boop, boop.
Because you insist on twins playing twins, we think you'd like
on.
The Social Network, The Parent Trap, Sister, Sister, or Full House.
Mm. Mm. Nope, I got it wrong. God damn it.
Tim Killiker says, join a little late. Can you refresh my memory? This is,
Tia
you don't
and
know Jack.
Mowry are twin actresses who played twins on screen.
So I believe that was Sister Sister.
Yeah.
Is that GLaDOS? No.
Oh, God.
It's Cook.
Behold.
GLaDOS.
Surrealist strut on the street.
and oh boy,
yes.
With Mimesorb.
It's time for a...
I'm so happy they brought these back.
Get those typing fingers ready, because the longer you take, the less money you make. Okay, focus up. Check out this gibberish phrase and tell me what popular saying it rhymes with. The hip Kafka bold walk. And don't worry about that punctuation. I'm just a small piece.
Got it.
They're just like their parents.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Let's see how you did. Player three? You just didn't get it, did you?
Nope.
What else have we got here? So, what was it?
A chip off the old block.
Oh! Oh my god, of course. Holy crap.
I thought that's what I had.
Next, down under and around again. If you've heard Iggy Azalea's song, Fancy, you already know she's in the fast lane from L.A. to Tokyo. This road would be what percentage of the world's circumference?
Ooh.
11%, 22%, 33%, or 44%? What'd you pick? This is almost half the circumference, but completely wrong. The fastest distance between LA and Tokyo would be around 5,478 miles, which is about 22% of the Earth's 24,901-mile circumference.
I said 33.
Oh, because of the...
Sadly, the fanciest thing about me is the feast
because Pacific
I provide
Ocean.
My cats. And
yep.
Now, booty pebbles. Hey, what's in your butt? The occipital muscle, the piriformis muscle, the teres major muscle, or the zygomatic muscle?
I just love these random questions.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you pick? The teres major muscle is in your shoulder, a.k.a. the butt of the torso. The piriformis muscle is located deep in the buttocks.
That's what's always been great about you. I don't know Jack, though.
Admiral Akbar action figure you accidentally sat on in middle school?
It's a trap. Wow.
So I think it downloads these. I don't know why this takes so long.
Yeah, I've had them take up to like 10 seconds.
It's time for the attack. When you see an answer that matches the category, tap it on your device.
No, what's really interesting is there's a second song that can play during the Jack attack.
So while someone was asking, how do we play this? You actually play this in a web browser, so I'm running it on my console and everyone is connected.
It's gotta be a match.
Love the old man.
We'll do one more of these.
Spoiler alert. They die.
Oh.
Give you some killer plot points.
Ooh. Look. People that die, huh? Oh, whoops. No, of course not. God damn it. I suck.
I love this. Oh, I'm Doug Taco, not Duck Taco.
Oh.
Oh, I love the last one. It's a trick you.
And Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. So this is visual, sorry. You guys that are missing this.
Yeah, if you're blind and in the audience, this is probably
really Yeah, this is really boring.
Gonna win.
Croxus wins. Way to go, player six. You should be proud that you barely didn't lose. Makes sense because you
don't know Jack. All right, so we can click here and see the scores.
I love it when you get a name change. She reads the oh.
Funny story. For that Iggy Azalea question, I still have no idea who that is. The directing and writing team tried to explain it to me for like an hour. It was like they were speaking gibberish. Anyway, eventually, I just read the question phonetically. And I think it turned out pretty good. Yeah, it's just one of the tricks of the trade.
Thank you for joining us.
So Croxus had 6,850. Doug Taco had 6,050, so I was only off by $800. Two milk, 2% milk was 3,900. Calco Beater was 3,100. Blaze, negative 3,200. Crank It had negative 7,000. Garlic Bread. Versus
more bears.
Oh, negative 14,100. And not enough other types of animals. I like bears versus ducks.
Thank you. You know,
there's also another one, bears versus standardized math testing.
Step to becoming an entrepreneur.
It's actually pretty boring.
Start following 90,000 people on Twitter.
I've never That is so true.
That's
actually.
So true.
I know, it's amazing how true that is. All right, so people are asking for and do another one. Yes, I'll absolutely do another one. So if you guys are new to this, you're going to visit
proud of this menu screen.
You're going to visit jackbox.tv. It's all one word, jackbox.tv. I will give you a four-letter code, and you're going to enter that into the game. I am going to bring the game up. I'm going to get the code.
Binge Pipe and, is proud to be voted number one. 137th in customer service.
I love it. All right, so I'm gonna skip over to the Patreon screen so I can grab the code.
Oh my God.
I can enter it. Sterlock can enter it. And then I'm going to speak it out for the people that have vision or that are blind. So if you guys like that can see in the audience, give them like 15 seconds or so to join. And then, you know, any remaining spots, I'll open. I want to try to make it fair for, you know, us blind people. Yep. All right. So Sterlock, I am going to send that to you. You got it?
Yep.
All right. So if you guys want to join, jackbox.tv, enter that in another browser window. So you're going to go there, and then there's a box to enter a code. The code is EWFN. That's Echo Whiskey Foxtrot Napalm. I don't remember what N is. I think it's November, but I like Napalm better. So, EWFN. And for everyone else that
Eat
can see...
Eat waffles from Napalm.
Eat waffles from Napalm.
It's like pizza, but for women.
It's worse than we thought, sir. Those giant snakes are heading towards Earth.
Coach, please, don't put me in. I got a really good thing going here, just sitting on the bench. I do not want to ruin that with actually playing.
It reminds me of the Adam Sandler baseball skit.
Yeah. All right, so I think we're full. I'm going to give this another moment or so. If you want to join in the audience, please do, because you guys can play along. Once again,
Step
the code
one,
is E.
Go to the web address.
Shut
shown
up.
Here. Step two.
E W F N.
Think of a hilarious nickname. Step four. You can think of a better name than that. Step five. Never mind. Just settle.
So let's see. We have Cookie Stirlock, T. Baez, Calcabeater, Smooth 22, Swissy, Garlic Bread.
Hey kids, do you like sharing?
And I don't know if there's anyone else. I might be missing one, but
oversharing at a work event, causing a cataclysmic rift between you and your peers that you can never erase.
This week on Captain Fun Time, Captain World Fun of Hard Time. Adult.
Oh, we got one more. Yes. Oh,
I think we have a full game.
Task Manager, Task MGR.
The Task Manager Windows process has joined us.
If you love high drama shows.
All right, so make sure if you guys want to join the audience. Jackbox.tv, EWFN.
Binge Pipe isn't like those jerks who won't present You Don't Know Jack. Binge Pipe, if you want privacy, subscribe to a bookshelf.
Hey, Cookie Masterson here. What's black and white and red all over? Please tell me it's getting closer and I'm not wearing my glasses. Oh, hey, Cookie's here. How hilarious. You know, you get to stop being Cookie after the game's over, pal. Me, I have to live like this. And welcome to all of you in the audience who couldn't be bothered to buy the game. I'm adding an audience bonus just for you. The more audience members get a question right, the less bonus money goes to the players. But if the audience screws it up, there's going to be a lot of cash on the line for that right answer.
So there you go, guys. So you can really affect the game.
All right, we're taking off.
Time for question one.
To get things started, for whom the doorbell tolls? Knock, knock. Who's there? The first person to make a knock-knock joke. Mark Twain who? Oscar Wilde who? Roald Dahl who? Or William Shakespeare who? Okay, who chose what? Orange, you glad you didn't guess banana? William Shakespeare is the first author to use the phrase knock knock who's there to set up a joke in recorded history.
Really?
This bit is almost as good as when Hamlet contemplated why the fowl trespassed the country path.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's time for I Only Believe Old Sayings. If a picture's worth 1,000 words, how many pictures is a single word worth? 0.1 pictures, 0.01 pictures, 0.001 pictures, or 0.0001 pictures? Let's see who got it. Huh? 0.001 is also known as 1,000th.
Thank you.
Wow. If a single word is worth so little, then I guess I'll complete the rest of my hosting duties through the beautiful visual art of interpretive dance.
Why don't we do it with green?
This or that?
Next up, people of Earth, prepare to be disrupted. And insert an evil laugh because it's time for Dis or Dat. I'm going to read you 7 things, and for each one, I want you to tell me if it's a tech project spearheaded by Elon Musk, you know, the Tesla guy, or an invention of comic book supervillain Dr. Doom. Don't think too hard. I'm only giving you a few seconds to decide between Elon Musk or Dr. Doom. And you're all doing this together, so
awesome.
Focus up. Ready? Good. Hyperloop. sex.
Again, make sure if you guys want a quicker experience, open Mixer instead. Yep. Mixer.com/LiamUrban. Ooh, thank you for the follow. Hold on, I'll check that in a minute. Thank you, Smooth22, for the follow.
Turbo Guards. It's like a human pyramid of failure.
Nope.
By player 7, you couldn't have done much worse.
Oof. So I think I had 3 of 7. Uh-oh. You had 5 of 7.
Binge pipe diagnostic. Swissy had 5, 2 of 7.
Garland.
Sounds like it's screw time.
That's right, Cookie. Screwing during a question makes life a little tougher for.
No, someone's in a hurry.
What a mutually satisfying solution.
I find it interesting that you can't skip the round 2 screw.
Yeah. Oh, we get it again.
I find it interesting that Nate Shapiro, the host of the first game, makes a cameo on some commercials.
This time machine runs on diesel. If Vin Diesel traveled back in time and convinced Jane Austen to write a sequel to one of her classic novels, what Fast and Furious-inspired title would it have? Too Sound, Too Fury, Too Pride, Too Prejudice, Too Old Man, Too Sea, or Too War, Too Peace? Picked what? This might be discouraging. Jane Austen wrote the timeless classic Pride and Prejudice.
Woo!
Yep.
To Pride, to Prejudice. Haughty conversations just got haughtier.
This is true.
Have you ever read Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
No, I heard about it though.
Next,
it's hilarious.
Speaking of sequels. Say Vin Diesel convinced Jane Austen to write 4 sequels, all mirroring the Fast and Furious sequel titles. What should Pride and Prejudice 5 be called? Proud 5, Prejudice 5, Pride... Uh-oh. Player 7 has screwed
you
all. Please enjoy the large print edition of this question.
Ah.
This part. The 5th Fast and Furious movie was titled Fast 5.
Yep.
So please stop tweeting at me saying I don't do enough Fast and the Furious references. Yeah, good thinking with that screw player 7. Here's that cash.
Yeah, Proud 5. I saw Fast 5. That was awesome, actually.
I
love that movie.
Scores I'll be sending to
I haven't
parents.
Seen any
that was
any
the one
either.
With The Rock.
Currently, player 5.
And there's this great scene where The Rock, like, just busts in on Vin
on
Diesel and's like, good
spectrum,
thing I installed a tracker in your car. They just start beating the crap out of each other.
No nice.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets more screws.
The Rock is still one of the best wrestlers, like, ever.
Screw even harder, and you'll net more cash for each player than answer wrong.
I haven't seen
so don't
any
be afraid
of
the,
to use
Fast and Furious
movies.
You better answer
he was in
fast
Moana. I need to see
screwed.
That still.
He's been,
oh, and did
he's
I mention all doubled in round 2?
Didn't he play a tooth fairy?
Party now.
There was a movie he was a tooth fairy in.
I'm probably.
Oh, here's a good one. Names are a numbers game.
Uh-oh.
What do you get when you add Octavia Spencer to Zachary Quinto, then multiply by Demi Lovato? 9, 6.5, 20, or 13.5?
What? I... don't think I understand the question.
I get it. They're numbers, so.
Oh, Yeah, okay, okay. I get it. I get it. Oct, Demi.
Octavia
yeah, okay.
is derived from 8, and Quinto
yep.
comes from 5.
So okay.
8 plus 5 is 13. Then multiply by Demi, which means half. 13 times half is 6.5.
Okay,
oh!
I get it. Oh.
This also adds up to a buddy comedy that I would pay to see. And how the audience fare? Wow, you'd think a group of people who've chosen to spend their time watching other people play a video game would be smarter. That means I'm dealing out bonus cash for that right answer. Consider that your birthday present.
Cool, it's not my birthday for another month or so.
I want another,
Take a good look
data
at
mining.
My mentally imbalanced pony. Imagine all this time, the My Little Ponies have been perfectly normal-sized ponies who just thought they were too small. Which diagnosis could explain this? Pinkie Pie, you have muscle dysmorphia. Fluttershy, you have hypomania. Applejack, you have depersonalization disorder. Or Twilight Sparkle, you have malignant narcissism. So what'd you pick? Oh, if there's a malignant narcissist in the group, it's Rainbow Dash, and you can tell her I said that. Muscle dysmorphia is the obsession that your body is the wrong size. Pinkie Pie, you are perfect the way you are.
Hey!
Yes.
Ooh!
We'd like to initiate a moment of playful interactivity.
Playful.
Would you like a question you've already played, or a question you'll play again later? Contribute your percentage of the choice now.
I actually made a 15-minute loop of this. I don't know why. I just did. I thought it'd be a good idea.
Does it have the little do-do-do-do-do at the beginning?
No, because I can't find that. I want that as a text tone, though.
You can get that from one of the commercials. If
yeah.
you find a commercial with it, you can...
Yeah, I'm going to have to find something that has it, because I want that sound.
The choices
That's a
have been
sound.
Made. You have engaged with the process.
Because I actually have a bumper for a podcast that I want
to
make.
Why not try... A question you've already played. If Vin Diesel traveled back in time and convinced Jane Austen to write a sequel to one of her classic novels, what Fast and Furious inspired title would it have? Two Crime, Two Punishment, Two Mice, Two Men, Two Sense, Two Sensibility, or Two Harry Potter, Two Prisoner of Azkaban?
Oh, I love it. It's different answers.
Oh, here it comes.
I've seen that before, but that's really
Player
clever.
Just let loose a screw. Quit fidgeting and answer the question.
I clicked the wrong one.
I hate to do that.
Hope you like what you picked.
Oh.
Close-ish.
Whoa.
Besides writing Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen also wrote Sense and Sensibility.
Hey, Emery Williams.
Two Cents, Two Sensibility would star Eleanor Dashboard and Edward Ferrari. Yeah, and that show goes out to all the diehard Austin
heads
in the house.
Henry Williams or Henley Williams?
I see you out there. Nicely screwed
I'm not sure.
play rate. Here's your extra cash.
I'll have to look again. Oof. Yeah. That hurt. Come on, give me a data mining one.
I love
Please.
Those.
There is no hiding from so bad it's just bad. What would be a good name for a cheesy sci-fi movie about tornadoes composed of tornado? Fishnado, pignado, cownado, or bird?
So random.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look. See ya. A tornado is a small fillet of beef. I'm just hoping I'm famous enough to book a spot on the third or fourth sequel.
My favorite rock role, says Smoke, is the gay security guard in Be Cool.
Feast your eyes upon this.
What?
The stupidest question in the whole game.
Jesus.
Which of these e-books is also an e-book?
Vince's brother, an Entourage novel. Vince's agent, an Entourage mystery. Vince's driver, an Entourage adventure. Or Vince's manager, an Entourage novella.
What?
No friggin' idea.
I don't think I understand that question.
Insert banana peel sound effect. E was the nickname of Vince's friend and manager on Entourage.
Well, I've never seen Entourage, so...
Did HBO ever make any shows after Entourage? My mom stopped letting me use her account.
I love that.
Welcome. I love how it, like, to the attack.
When you see an answer that matches the category,
have you ever gotten the Western Jack Attack theme?
No.
The faster you pick a right answer, the more cash you make. And more than one answer can be right. But each time you're wrong, I'm taking some cash away. And be careful.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not into Entourage, so I've never seen it.
Clue. Yeah, I've never.
In the room. I hope you know what things are in what rooms. Good luck.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a Hamilton question. Oh, nice. Twin Peaks reference. Whoops. Oh, in room. Jesus.
Yes. How's your sex life?
I've never seen that, so I don't know.
Oh, hi, Mark.
That's funny. All right, I wonder who won.
Player 5's got
Ooh!
It.
All right. Good job, Player 5.
I gotta hand it to you, Player 5. I've seen some wins, but this one takes the cake, eats it, and smears the leftovers in the competition's face. But don't let it go to your head, because...
All right, so let me see here.
You're tiring me apart, Lisa.
Smooth 22. $30,100.
Whoa, dude.
Swissy, $12,900. Sterlock, $6,800. Tea Blaze, negative $1,200. Cookie, negative $2,200. Garlic bread, negative $3,200. Task manager, negative $5,000. Calcabeater, negative $12,300.
Holy shit, Smooth. Like,
introducing America's Secret Singers.
Do you want to try Madverse or?
A singing competition show composed entirely of videos of people who didn't know their webcams were on.
Where's the stamps? Ba-dum-bum-bum. My bills are overdue.
The singer with the most online votes will receive $10,000, and they'll never know why.
My arms are so hairy. My arms are so hairy, but my legs are smooth.
Oh my god. All right. So let's we're going to go over to we're going to try and do some Madverse.
Now enjoy the best.
Now we'll see how this goes. So for you guys that are watching at home and are like, okay, if you're new, I am totally blind, and a lot of the people that check out this channel are also totally blind. We have a lot of issues getting the code off of this game. It just does not collaborate well with us, and it's frustrating. So there may be a little downtime as I try to snag a code, so I apologize.
It's because of the font.
Yeah, the font is really problematic.
And I got confirmation that it really kind of does look like graffiti on a wall.
Yeah, someone described it to us. I forgot who did, but someone was explaining that it does. It's supposed to look like graffiti, and I don't even know what game I'm in right now. I turned the audio off too soon. Oh, I'm in the right game.
Sweet.
All right. So this might take me a minute just to snag the code.
All right. Can you hear me now?
It's
funny how, like, sometimes you'll get absolutely nothing, and sometimes you'll get fragments.
And sometimes I'll get the perfect code.
Yeah, it's...
I just don't know what determines it.
I wonder if the train maybe obstructs it a little bit, too.
I don't know. It ticks me off, though.
Goes by. Well, this is why, like, I wish you could just, like, hit a button. Even Black... Like, the guy I was talking to who does a podcast, he even... suggested it without even, like, me prompting, because I was talking to him about Jackbox last week. Even he, like, without even any prompting, was like, you know, it'd be kind of nice if you could just hit a button and it would just speak the room code.
I wish it would, because I could just type it in and be like, all right, here you go.
Yeah. Because, right. I mean, you have all these buttons on the controller that don't do anything.
Exactly. All right, so I'm still trying to get the room code, guys. I've, like, refreshed this, like, 4 times now. Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to try one more time. If I don't know what... I think what I'll do is I'm going to flash it, and then I'll have someone type it in a mixer. And I'm just going to be ready to jump in, and I'll just start... Whoa!
Oh.
What is that?
Don't think I've ever heard that before.
What does that sound mean? Did I just get a puppy or something?
It's a sound I like. I mean, that sounds like a good thing.
Oh, it's a message from Smoof. Hold on. Oh. Yeah. I'm not calling Ira just to...
No.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to flash it. If you guys could hold off connecting until, like, I connect and Strolock connects, that'd be great. I mean, I just gotta trust you guys.
This is the best game in the pack, though. It's gonna be so good.
All right, thank you. You are my friend, Smoove. And now I... DEBJ Delta Echo Bravo Johnny.
Cool. Alright.
You got it? You guys want to join Jackbox.tv Bravo Delta Echo Bravo Johnny Johnson Junk
Johnny Five
Jerking. Thank you, Smoove. I really appreciate that. It's sad that I can't get my own damn code.
Fire at will, Commander.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, Smoove. That's all right.
You're good.
Anyone else that wants to join, come on in. Jackbox.tv. DEBJ is the code.
BJ.
And then enter Enter your name. Oh, and I have another message. I think that's what the sound is. It's a message.
We've had room codes that are actual words before, but we've had bead as room code.
I'm not a very good rapper, says Emery. That's okay. You don't have to be a good rapper.
You know what?
Come have fun.
You'll get better with practice.
Hell yeah! Come have fun.
This game is so fun.
We're all friends here. We don't judge you.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, Smooth, thank you for messaging me and asking me that. I think there was a mention. Okay, so
you mention people in Mixer, that's cool.
I only have one restriction, which is two. No racism and no rampant homophobia.
Yep.
If you want to call someone gay, that's I guess acceptable if it rhymes with like your word or something.
Yeah.
But try to
think of something a little more creative.
Yeah, and also no racism at all. I will not tolerate that. And if that's a problem, we'll stop streaming.
Yep.
So also a good use of Bespecular. I much prefer Bespeculum. That's a much more interesting app.
Oh god. No thank you.
Alright, here we go.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever listened to the end credits rap that this dude does? It's actually really good.
Know who it is, Shadow Master MC, and tonight we got a lot of different styles of MCs.
I wonder if this dude does any like
Yo,
independent.
Rach, time to take over. Man, this look like Chicago all over.
Like if he, I wonder if he's an
okay,
a real.
Then. Thanks, it's on me. Here's how you do it. We'll ask you for a word or a phrase. We'll use it to complete line one of your rap. You then write a line that rhymes with it. We do that about 2 times, and you have your 4-line verse.
Right. Yep. So if you've never played this before, that's how it works.
It's like Mad Libs, but with rapping.
Yep.
That's why it's called Mad
Libs.
Yo,
where is Gene the Supreme at?
Oh, yeah!
Come in here and grab the mic. He's on. Well, Shadow.
Love Gene.
Let him stay. I was kind of hoping to be stepped on.
Gene is either really good or really bad. There's like no middle ground.
What is it like? I'm going to make you whimper like a puppy. I have a goldfish and a guppy.
Yeah. It's like the kind of stuff.
All right, here we go.
Write a word or a phrase, then an entire line that rhymes with the all word right. that we give back to you. Now you gotta do that twice, alright? Hit that suggestion right. button if you need it.
Oh, really?
Hello!
Okay.
Emery, you're against me.
Nope, I'm up against Gene.
Very expensive building. Established Bank of Trust. Discount Explosives Incorporated. Jackbox Games Abandoned. I think we've broken that one already. I'm pretty sure I have that achievement.
We have, yeah.
So if you click on these buttons, it breaks the buildings.
So I figured out that if you're in the audience, the meter fills much, much, much more slowly if you click on the buildings.
Oh, really?
Which I understand why, because the capacity for your audience is up to 10,000.
Got about a minute left. Think in time.
Well, we've already taken out 2 buildings.
Discount explosives thing.
No, the explosives is the only one left. Should be like an achievement for taking them all out in the first round. There they go. They're all gone.
I had heard that, like, calling the train, like, gives you new buildings, but I guess it doesn't.
Oh!
Oh, here we go.
Here are the first matchups. Ding, drawn ding. At random. I need all my hip-hop heads to be front right. and center, y'all.
Room versus Cookie.
We got the first two robot
oh, Cookie versus Emery.
Go. So let's
T-Blades versus Beast Cross.
Right, you gotta hit those voting buttons. Let us know if it's whack.
I didn't see all the...
I've learned the ancient secrets of the Trump supporters. Gonna bust Ooh. All the asses in real short order. Ooh. Everywhere I go, people masturbate. Son, being lonely and worthless, that's your fate.
Oh, shit.
Also, if you're watching, guys, make sure you click the fire or boo
fire
buttons
or boo.
As that gets the crowd fired up or gets them to boo.
That does affect your
My
score.
My rats are so strong they could make a house. And you'll be the one running like a mouse.
Oh, damn.
I know what they mean. More money, more coffee mugs. You look sad. Do you want hugs?
That
ass.
I like it.
Hey, not bad, right, not bad.
I actually like that
Let's
one. So, also, if you're blind and you're scoring these, the first person that raps is the second button, and then the second person that raps is the
Time
first button.
To vote.
Vote or die, motherfucker. Motherfucker, vote or die. Hey, I voted yesterday, and everyone here should vote.
I'm voting Tuesday.
Cool. Good.
All right, so let's see. I'm trying.
You know what you're doing. You know how you're doing, and it's done. You won.
Cookie won.
I need my next two MCs to step up here. You ready to go?
His was good though. I liked Emery's.
His was good.
I'm assuming it's a guy.
I ain't a bot, and it's a fact that I love to kill weak MCs. Stealing this battle like I'm robbing a package store. So said the man from Nantucket.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna pass on that because this is your first time doing this, but. Don't ever come back with that whackness.
I kind of see where you're going with that. But...
Bow down to me, the president of the city. Your lack of skill I truly do pity.
Ooh.
Spit so fast, they call me the wildcat. You move so slow, because you're fat.
Yo, that was okay. Now let's keep it moving. Time to pick somebody to vote for. Let's get those votes
nice.
In.
Nice. Yeah, I'd say Swissy won
yep.
that one. Hands down. Good job, Swissy. That was good.
We have gotten our winner. Congratulations!
I like how each robot has their own win sound.
Yep. Alright, so that was Swissy.
I'm a killer with a heart of dishes. You know I like to watch my tank full of fishes. I got underwear that's sprayed with Johnny Walker Blue Label. So follow back if you're able.
Okay.
Okay, word.
They should give us a little more time to fire or boo.
It's time for you to come back. Show them your strength.
You better recognize I'm the ultimate splat. Your disses are just like your hairline, flat.
Oh.
I'm so pumped for this great Halloween.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll spook you up all night if you know what I mean.
Oh!
All right, thank you. Now we gotta move on.
Damn.
So check it out. Now it's time to use your devices to vote on who brought it strong.
I gotta give it. Oh, man.
Those were both really good.
Yeah, it was rough, but.
I think I would give it to Smooth.
So, like I said, remember, guys, the first button is the second person that went. Second button's the first. I don't know why they do it that way, but I think it's because it's versus.
Yeah. Oh, here's me.
Let's move on, y'all.
Me against Gene.
You know what it is. It's the next
matchup. I think Smooth won that one, I'm not sure. Oh, here we go.
Me against Gene.
I'm from the future. My game is next gen happy. Gonna beat you like that arcade game mappy. I'm fast, so use rewind to see my mean. Raps, so fill the gap. You're gonna die alone, Gene.
Oh, damn!
All right, I see what you're working with.
All right, it's your turn.
Oh, here comes Gene.
My rhymes are delicate, so handle with delight. I have to take a Xanax before I take a flight. My rhymes fly like rockets, explode like whales.
What?
If you want more vitamins, try eating some kales.
I know this is your first time. If you ever come back,
frickin'
here with that
Gene,
rackets,
man.
I'm going to unscrew every bolt in your body. Right now is the time to vote, so start clicking that button.
His first two lines were all right. I couldn't help but laugh.
I like how Gene gets his own speech synthesizer.
Does he? I thought he just gave it a random one.
He does.
Oh.
Voting time, right now. Everybody voted, and we got
That's
our
right.
winner.
That's right.
Congratulations, yo.
Yeah, you won that one.
Good job, yo.
I mean, I'm not
Good
really
job.
Surprised, but...
Yeah.
Now let's check
Gene
out the scoreboard.
All right, Sterling. Swissy.
All right, y'all. Writing time. Follow the instructions on your device.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going against Smooth 22.
Oh. Oh, God, I'm going to go against Swissy.
Rip you.
Yeah, rip me. Oh, God damn it. I fucked it up. I accidentally did plural when it wanted.
Oh, damn.
Made it work, though.
This is what I like to call a multi-disc rap. This is when you do area of effect damage.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Or a splash damage,
so
I guess.
So you're doing splash damage, yeah. Casting magic
right.
missile
well,
at the darkness.
Gamble, but let's make it
50. Actually, no, I think it's, is it Orb of Acid that does? I'm trying to think of D&D spells that do splash damage.
Friggin' nerd.
Now, if you can't think of anything at all, you can use that right for me, but
I'm attacking the darkness.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Are there girls there?
Because if there's girls there, I want to do them.
Come on now.
Ah, the dead arrows. I wonder when that was originally made.
I want to say early 90s.
Love that skin. Oh.
Here's the undercard and main event for round two. Somebody better
time.
Come get this money. Check it out. It's the first battle. Let's get it all in.
Here we go.
Go back to school, kid, learn some art. You don't know my art, because you just fart. When I think of you, I think of old gum.
Get at him, get at him.
Added with an odor of a bump.
That was kinda cool.
Okay.
You can do better than that, though.
Your turn, come on down.
Check out my flow, it's stronger than Batgirl.
When going for soft serve, I always get the swirl. You're corn on the cob. I'm chicken salad. A healthy diet is pretty frickin' valid.
All right, peace and love. Let's move on. Okay, now it's over. Who's the dopest rapper and who's the wackest?
Oh, Gene.
I liked Emery's.
Emery was good.
I really did. Fart reference was, always good.
What was the name of the other Plutonian from Aqua Teen? There's Emery and I don't remember the other guy's name.
I don't know. I expected to hate the Gene verse. I didn't, says Smooth. No, sometimes I like his.
Sometimes he's good. He could be either really good or really freaking bad. He talks about himself a lot, though. But he doesn't like the diss.
Congratulations, we got our winner.
He doesn't really get the whole battling thing.
Next matchup, where my MC's at.
Your line's a childish, go play with your Monopoly. If you don't, I'll fly into a rage and nobody can stop me. This battle is over, as you'll see slowly. My rhymes are dope, yours are fucked up, I'm a low key.
Alright, you heard that. Let's keep it moving. Now you know you gotta come back after that.
Alright.
I'll make you cower like a little rat. We're both in love with the same person. It doesn't help that you're not very fun. Why did I wager $500 on this round?
Somebody ran out of time.
That was not good.
That was not good.
It's time for you to pick up your devices and vote.
God, that's funny, though.
My favorite of the autofill is like, hit stop. Somebody in this room is a murderer.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Okay, good job. Good job. We got your winner. Hey, man, come on. Watch where you step.
East Cross 32.
Where my next two robots at?
The hurt's gonna happen. You better be bright. My words are gonna knock you out. Good night.
Ooh.
I march to sick beats, you march to vomit.
Toby.
This game's a comedy show and you vomit.
Ooh.
Damn.
Alright, thanks. Appreciate you.
That was pretty fire.
Get ready.
That was good.
I'm like a sports car, you're like a toy truck. I bang all the girlies, you just boy fuck. You're as helpless as a tiny Sturlock's penis. I say it's obvious who's the best rapper between us.
Yo,
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
All right, now you got to use your devices to find out who gonna make it.
Now I have to roll a saving throw.
Fucking nerd. Saving throw.
Did you forget the vote?
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your winner.
And the rumor is casting all these spells.
Next match, next battle.
Yeah.
My cousin's husband plays D&D.
Face it, kid, you won't last years. Like Scarecrow, I'll exploit your deepest fears. I'm so clean.
Ooh.
You're as dirty as your chair. You'll be dying for days. It's not even fair.
Damn. All
right,
I kind of fucked it up, but I made it work.
Now we gotta move on. You gotta get back to that one.
That was... Oh, here we go.
All right, Swissy. What do you got?
I leave you for dinner like a fire-broiled trout. You've already lost. Please on and cry. You better go home before you develop a fever. Who's my word? Cut you like a sharpened reaver.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. Now it's time for you to use your devices and vote.
Sorry, Swissy, I think I won that one. Yeah, you're good, but...
Are we gonna have a Swissy and Liam one again?
Yeah. I'm kind of proud of my Scarecrow line.
That was really good, though. Every now and then you have a good line. Like something falls into place and you make a really good reference. I usually just insult someone's genitalia.
I made a Final Fantasy X reference earlier today. We got our winner.
Congratulations.
Which is funny because the guy, you know, Brandon, streams Final Fantasy X. Let's go ahead and check. That's kind of funny. All
right. I can never read these, but I think you're leading.
All right, now this is your last chance. Go ahead and get at him. Let him.
All right, let's see who I got. Oh,
shit. Hello. All right, rip me. Rip me. Every time we have matched in the past, you have always won. Oh, no. I'd love to see one of these games with like a big audience. That'd be interesting.
Okay, you're about halfway through your writing time.
I think mine was decent, but I'm up against you, so.
Alright.
This entire card looks amazing.
Alright, you look like you ready. Come on, let's go.
Oh,
it.
Featuring Starlock and Cookie. So, yeah, I think we're the main ones. Maybe.
I'm hunting for trophies, but you're just a speck on the bottom of my shoe. I'm done being nice. This ain't no Christmas. You're going to find some real shit in your stocking.
It didn't rhyme, but...
I like it, though. I like that second pair. All
right, grab the mic. All right.
You're down for the count, so better stop toiling. I'm not whistling at you. My tea is just boiling. Take a deep breath. I'm about to wreck your education.
The hot fire.
Let me begin with this insane Marx quotation.
Oh, man, I hate to say it.
I think Gene won that one.
Oh, oh man.
Wow, Gene. Wow. That, see, that's what I mean. Gene's either really good or just... I'm sorry, I got to vote for Gene on that one.
Yeah, that was...
That was actually really good.
Let's get those quotation. I love Gene.
Oh, man. I think he's one of the Yvonne voices, too.
I think we're the main event, which makes sense because I just... Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh.
This is... I just going to say this is going to hurt.
Well, I'm getting my ass ready.
Come on and get down. Let's get it started.
Ooh.
Taking your words.
Nice robot.
You're riding my coattail through and getting dunked on.
Yeah.
I think the edge goes to Swissy, though.
Time to... Good job, good job. Congratulations.
You hurt my eyes, your face is so ugly. You look like Dolly.
Alright, thanks. Appreciate you.
Damn.
Hey, let's go, come on.
But it's fast. At the end of the game, have fun being last.
Ooh!
Who it is that was the dopest MC.
Oh my god.
Man.
Emery, I think. Let's go give it to Emery. Wow, that was
tough.
They were both really
good. Yeah, that was really tough, honestly.
All right, here it is. You and me.
Oh god.
All right, get my ass ready.
All right, y'all, here's your winner.
Emery prepare got that one.
Prepare
right,
for
go.
An assertion, as they say.
Who's gonna be still standing?
You're alone in your room. Your mom's in mine undressing. Put up, or shut up, or spank.
You got an answer for that? Come on now, you gotta come
oh my
strong
God.
With it.
Pinkies. Didn't pay your taxes? I'll hack off your pinkies.
No. That was... I'd say that was a beatdown.
Although it was you, so... Oh. I mean... Yeah.
And this is what happened.
Liam wins. Liam shoots. He's,
I believe Cookie won. I can't tell.
I love this game.
Oh my god, that was fun.
Too good.
Alright, so hold on just a second. I would say that's accurate.
If I had to attribute a PS2 game.
You can choose. You don't know Jack? Mad vs. City. I could break out earwax.
Let's go. Let's do earwax.
I could break out earwax. That was awesome. I appreciate it
Dude,
so
that
much.
Was, you did really good, actually.
Emery is leaving. Thanks, Emery.
Right.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, dude. You did good.
I don't know. It's almost not. So who wants to like even keep going? Because I don't know.
Rules, whatever people want to do.
Yeah. Maybe do earwax or, see, I'd love to do Quiplash.
Oh yeah.
Let's see.
Definitely stupid would be fun with blind people if we were like.
I don't think it does either. So, six of you guys... Yeah. Wait, he's gay?
I don't know.
Alexa. So, like, I guess he's not gay.
I love this. All right.
Well, at least I'm not Seacrest. And it's him walking out of a closet, and he's like, Seacrest, out! No, George Lowe.
Or George Lowe.
George Strait.
What was I saying?
Yeah. I'm off slowly.
I'm just
a moron, dude. Polish my magic horn. If you guys had a land of unicorns. No. Take them off.
Polish unicorns. There's actually like two or three of those, too.
Those were pretty funny.
I'm just the master of just fucking up names tonight.
What you doing, Zarek? What you doing, Moltar? Going to sit here and...
This is not a new...
I think I'm gonna go... You know, the new Joe Ledger book came out, and I still gotta read that. I haven't even started it yet.
Oh, damn.
We shall see. Anyways, thank you, Sirlock, for being here, as always. All right, so there you go, guys. We are heading out of here, but I do want to thank everyone that has tuned in. I'm on.com/Liam Irvin, and you get stuff like Sam Toopy, Sarah Hawk, Muramura Arilla, Mike Shipper, Tyson Sylvester, Jason Smith, Super Freak, Austin Nix, Chris Skarsted, Changeling MX, Carter Tem, Lucas Hajn, Austin Perry, Santiago, and Jack Phil. We're going to try and do both Mixer and this going forward because very soon. And maybe read a book or something. I don't know. Making that happen. But what are you going to do?